Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Major row is looming over a government plan to raid corporate after-tax profits in a bid to boost black-owned businesses. The plan, announced recently by Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau, aims to raise 100 billion rand from private sector contributions. The enterprise and supplier development element of the BBBEE Codes of Good Practice mandates companies to allocate 3% of their annual net profit after tax towards developing black-owned suppliers. But BusinessTech.co.za reports the plan has drawn sharp criticism from various quarters. Business advocacy group Saka Liga says it could harm economic production, undermines direct business relationships, and risks turning black entrepreneurs into dependents of state-controlled mechanisms. The DA says the fund would further entrench discredited BBBEE policies and would also deter further investment. Says BusinessTech.co.za, critics have also raised fears that the scheme could become a slush fund vulnerable to corruption, given the country's history of mismanagement in similar initiatives. The main international story this morning is, of course, the inauguration later today in Washington of President Donald Trump. The International Monetary Fund is warning that Trump's plans herald greatly increased uncertainty. In its January World Economic Update released on Friday, the IMF cautions that if the adverse effects of tariffs and reduction in the labor force dominate, global activity as well as activity in the U.S. itself might be affected negatively in the medium term. Also coming up this week, South Africa's latest monthly inflation figure. The forecast is for a number around 3.1%, slightly up on November. And we have the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland. President Ramaphosa due to speak there tomorrow. On the markets, we went into the weekend with the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closing up around the 1.3% mark, London's FTSE slightly more. In New York, the Dow up 0.8%, the S&P 500 up 1%, the Nasdaq up 1.5%. American markets closed today for the presidential inauguration. Tokyo this morning up 1.3%, Hong Kong up 2%, Sydney up 0.3%. The US dollar at 103 to the euro, the rand at 1871 to the dollar, 1927 to the euro, 2282 to sterling. Gold at 2703, platinum 946, Bitcoin just over 101,500, Brent crude oil just over $80 at 80 cents a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.